16 minutes shy of 5 o'clock here, downtown's Tuesday thing. And it's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you every week by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us in studio. Good day, sir.
Well, hello. How's everybody doing today?
Wonderful. You're
Everybody's
to my right
freaking
today.
Out. I know. It's a little strange. Thrown. Bruce has taken my normal spot, and that's all right. We're gonna figure this out. We're good. It is funny, though. Even, like, you know, you're watching all these transitions, like, at ESPN, and they're all going into new studios, and they're all just like, I can't be on your left side.
Hey, this is...
Yeah. My God.
I can drink wine anywhere at a table.
By the way, is this what Cookson's breath smells like?
Well, it's wine, isn't it? It's yeah, it's crazy.
It's a bit of Russian vodka. Cool. So, hey, everybody. So, we've been talking about South America, but we're not going to talk about South America today because I've done a little segment that I like to call Thanksgiving and Thanks Pairing. Because, of course, this is the time of year when we are both freaking out about pairing and freaking out about giving gifts. And wine is a very popular gift. And I'm glad that many of you have chosen to purchase your particular wine gifts at Bangor Wine and Cheese. By the way, thank you for all the people who have come up in the past couple days and noted that they listen to this very program and that they love this segment. And so thank you very much. I very much appreciate all the great feedback. So I'm going to borrow a little bit from the New York Times wine writer, Eric Asimov. I was given it may be something he kind of runs with every year, but he has some rules for Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to share two of them with you right now. One, you will be anxious before the holiday. And two, the holiday always goes beautifully. So, things to keep in mind. Anxiety is cool, and also chill out. And this extends to giving for the same thing. I mean, essentially, what you're doing either way, right? Whether you're giving a bottle as a gift or whether you're just putting wine out on your table, you're essentially giving it to folks. So, I mean, this is all ways of showing, you know, that you care or not, I suppose, depending on what wine you're putting out. Hopefully nothing from my store qualifies as something off-putting. But certainly if there's certain Australian wines or things like that were to appear on my table, I would feel a little offended. certain kangaroo type wines. So here's some of my rules that I just kind of want to go over. And the first one, this is so important. The first one is so important. Price. You don't have to spend a lot, but you may have to spend more than you think, because wine, like everything else, has gone up in price. And I feel sometimes awkward for folks who think that wine is the same price as it was in the mid-80s. Your Jeep Cherokee isn't the same price as it was in the mid-80s. Your house isn't the same price as it was in the mid-80s. Neither is wine. That said, there's still a lot of really good wine that is very hyper-affordable. But $6 a bottle is not realistic anymore, guys. And if you find something for $6 a bottle, there's probably a reason it's being sold for $6 a bottle. Maybe it's still good. Maybe if you've got a wine merchant swearing up and down, like, listen, they had to get rid of this, they had to blah, 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 trust me, for $6, it's golden. But the likelihood of that is getting really less and less. And people need to understand that. But the teens are rife with good wine. And you can go up from there. But
And then that's one of the things you've done over the couple of years of doing this is introduce us to great wines, and the vast majority of them have been $20 or less.
The wine we're drinking today is our wine of the week. It's $15 a bottle. It's one of my favorite wines. It's a great, great wine from Tuscany, perfect for the Thanksgiving holiday, which is, of course, why I picked it. So absolutely. But just be prepared, folks. If you still think that you can walk in and say, I really would like a nice variety of really good wines for, you know, $8 and under, it's just not going to happen. And that's okay. It really is. Because if you're finding wines for that price, again, there's probably a reason. Now, let's break these things down.
So you're saying a $2 bottle of wine is likely to taste like
$2
bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Even $2 Chuck doesn't cost $2 anymore.
Right.
Folks.
I mean, that's my point.
Even that has gone up in price. So
yes, it has.
But don't drink that stuff, man. There's some nasty. I mean, again, wine is made in the vineyard, and if they're making the wine too much in the cellar, and believe me, none of these places that we're talking about are cellars. they're very, very large industrial warehouses and things like that. Anyway, so Let's talk about some rules. I have five rules here for dining and five rules for giving. So let's do the dining first. Number one, don't pair to the bird. Do pair to beef if that's your thing. But I like to pair to the sides because I go savory or sweet because there's definitely, for me, I would just eat the entire thing of green bean casserole and you can have all the rest of the dinner. And so for me, I would think that maybe a nice, you know, off-dry Riesling or something to go with that, in, you know, savory, rich quality is the thing. Or maybe you're going for, you know, sweet potato casserole or thing, you know, things like that. Maybe you want something drier. And that's why I like to pair to the sides because everything goes with turkey. Like literally everything goes with turkey. It's a very inoffensive protein. So just a thought. Number two, buy enough. So what if you got an extra bottle or two? Right. You'll use them, but you don't want to run out. So if you're thinking, should I buy an extra bottle? Yeah, buy the extra bottle. And plus at this time of the year, you're probably buying so much wine that if you buy an extra bottle or two, you might get to the case discount and you've saved money. So buy enough. Number three, don't be afraid to buy wine people haven't heard of. And buy wine that you truly feel like others will like too. But don't get anything to ruminate over unless you know that you're in a small crowd and you're all going to want to geek out hardcore on wine. But the chances of that are pretty minimal. So I say go for pleasers, you know, go for ones that your wine merchant's like, everybody loves this. And the one person that doesn't love it will probably like it enough anyway. Number four, give people options. You know, even if you just drink white wine, buy some red wine. Maybe even some rosé, bubbles, or off dry. But give people the choice of red and white if you're hosting, because it's just easier that way. That way there's no headaches. There's no arguments. Number five, try and buy wine that will taste good even out of whatever glassware you've desperately dug out of the dusty back corner of your cupboard, spit in, wiped out, and put it at your Aunt Phyllis's spot because you never quite got over those nasty kisses she used to give you as a kid. I have been to so many gatherings, including of people who know wine and love wine and know that I know wine and love wine and all this, and they still, if you've got 12 people, the chances are you've got 7 or 6 of the same glass, and then you've got a bunch of other things because, sorry, honey, I'm throwing you under the bus, but if your wife breaks glasses with a frequency that my wife breaks glasses, I bet you've got some mismatched glassware that you're going to be putting on, and that's cool. That's cool. No one cares. Remember, you're going to be anxious, but the holiday is going to go beautifully.
So when I grab that Flintstones cup,
whatever,
that's okay.
Whatever.
Fine.
As long as you're putting a nice, you know, Beaujolais Nouveau in it or something. Perfect. It's not, you know. So there's the five of that. Now we're going to talk giving. Give a wine you like and do so proudly. But don't only give wine you like if you know it's the wrong call. And I've seen this. I know they only like red wine, but I only like white. So I'm going to get them a white. Why? What are you trying to prove? So, you know, use your judgment. Don't worry so much about gift bags. This is number two. Don't worry so much about gift bags. Whip that bottle out and present it proudly. It used to baffle my old boss from Burgundy. He's like, gift bags? When we give wine, we bring a bottle, we say here. Number three. And this is along the same lines. If you're giving with the intent of sharing that bottle, be straight about it. Say you brought this because you just had to share it with them right now, this second, and do it or don't. Give it and drink with their serving. But, you know, don't be like, I was really hoping they were going to open that and didn't.
I brought this so I could drink some. Yeah. Hello.
But that's cool. Like people love, dude, you got to try this. We got to try this right now. I'm so excited about this. They will totally open that bottle and drink it with you and love it. And you get to have some.
Yeah.
But don't be like weird about it.
So I always bring two. If I really am afraid, yeah. I bring two and say, we brought two of them. I want to try one tonight because we really like this.
An even better idea. Yeah. Number four, price is important, as in, just be honest about what you want to spend. Don't feel like $40 is a good starting point for a gift. If that's not in your budget, it's cool. We don't need to think that you're wealthy if you're not. Even if you are and you don't feel like spending a lot of money, you just are trying to get a nice wine for, you know, so-and-so for doing you a solid, don't have to worry about the price. But do be honest with us because it's very awkward for us to recommend something and then you're like, oh, I don't want to spend that. Well, But I asked you, and you said the price didn't matter. So it does matter, and it's cool. Again, we have a plethora of good wines in all price ranges. We'll find you something good. That's on us, but it's on you to just be upfront. If you want to spend $20, say $20.
And if the people you're buying for ever come in to Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Eric is never going to mention that you told them, yeah, less than 20, because I don't like them that much.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I do often add, they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'd like to buy something as a gift. And my usually first question, slightly glibly, but not entirely, is, great, how much do you like the person?
Yeah, there you go.
You like them $20 or you like them $100?
Right. Either way, it's going to taste great.
Yeah. And number five, and this is, boy, is this so important. Just because someone is the CEO of a company or won a Nobel Prize, or one time met the Stephen Tobolowsky, doesn't mean that they have a good palate or are accustomed to drinking high-quality booze. Relax. Trust your wine merchant. We won't let you look like a putz unless you make us angry.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
But this is true. I've had it happen. I've had someone say, but this is for a Nobel Prize winner. I say, great. I'm making the same recommendation I was 5 seconds ago. But trust us. We'll take care of you. I promise. We're good like that. Now we're going to drink some wine because Bruce is here and it's a Tuesday and there's pork. I don't know why it's taken you so long to start coming in on Tuesdays.
Well, it was a game time decision. Okay. We didn't know if Rich was going to make it back. Right. So,
yes. Yes, he needs wine more than any of us, I'm sure.
After his day, yes.
So this is our wine of the week at Bangor Wine and Cheese. This is the Chachi Piccolomini IGT, which stands for Indicazione Geografica Tipica, which basically means this is a little Tuscan table red, mostly Sangiovese, with a little bit of Cabernet Merlot and Syrah. It's inexpensive. It's from a Brunello di Montalcino producer of extraordinary skill.
Am I reading this right?
Yes. This is $14.39 this week. And it is so good, folks.
If you like taking Albany
with me. If you like Chiantis, if you like these wonderful Tuscan wines, this is a surefire can't miss. And it's just not expensive.
You know I love Tuscan wines.
I do. I was happy you were here today because I knew this would hit the spot. So anyway, real quick, we've got tastings in December. The 14th is a Women in Wine event, and the 21st is our holiday tasting. Do please come to both. We are at the store until 8 o'clock tomorrow night to serve all your Thanksgiving needs. We will be closed Thanksgiving. We will be reopening on Friday at 10 a.m. For the holiday push, but we look forward to seeing all of you in the store for your booze.
Beautiful. I'm there tomorrow. Thank you, Eric. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.